AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Pentagon says Vladimir Putin has sent nearly all of his Russian forces into Ukraine. But the AP's Sagar Magani reports the advance remains slow in some areas.
While Russian troops are making significant advances in southern Ukraine, it's different in the north.
They really haven't made any noteworthy progress in the last few days.
And Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that seems to be frustrating the Russians, who are now relying more on bombs, missiles, and artillery strikes on population centers.
When you're relying more on long-range fires, you're gonna cause more damage. And you're going to kill more people and injure more people.
At the White House.
This is heart-wrenching to watch. And, it is.
At the same time, spokeswoman Jen Psaki says there are limits on what the U.S. can and will do to help.
We are not going to send U.S. troops to fight in Ukraine against Russia.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There was a third round of talks. Ukraine says there were some small developments on safe corridors for Ukrainian civilians to get out. 10-year-old Anna Maria Maslovska and her mother got out of Kharkiv.
I hear a loud voice from bombs, and I'm really... And I didn't like it.
Food, water, heat, and medicine are growing increasingly scarce in Ukraine. The Supreme Court will not reconsider the decision in Pennsylvania to release Bill Cosby, who was convicted of sexual abuse. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Cosby spent nearly 3 years in prison before Pennsylvania's high court ordered his release, citing a prosecutor's earlier agreement not to bring criminal charges if Cosby testified in a civil trial.
A Cosby spokesman says the 84-year-old now is considering a final stand-up tour. The Dow finished down 797 points. This is AP News. The price of a gallon of gasoline is on average above $4.
At this BP station in Brooklyn, Uber driver Francisco Pucciarello is filling up his tank.
My Subaru had two little bars and now it's full, but it cost me $60 almost.
That's for 13 gallons of regular gas at $4.29. At that price, Cecilia Joseph is willing to make changes.
I'm looking at the possibility of walking to work. This is the first time that I'm filling up my tank in like 10 days.
Oil analysts say Russia's invasion of Ukraine is driving up price. Still, Ronnie James says the U.S. government can release more strategic reserves and accept Venezuelan oil.
The folks who are every day building the wealth of this nation could use a break.
Julie Walker, New York.
A man in Georgia was sentenced to 3 years in prison after illegally obtaining an $85,000 coronavirus relief loan and using more than $57,000 of that money to buy a collectible Pokemon card. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.